Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Wednesday morning at 6, and we are glad you're with us for our first check now of Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, you can take off your mask. Sometimes, more in 1 minute.
Yeah, we got new mask guidelines. We got controversy over mask mandates. We're talking about it all on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. President Biden is announcing new relaxed guidelines for wearing masks outside.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Speaking at the White House, Biden praised the accelerated vaccination distribution program, noting 215 million shots in his first 100 days in office, but he also warned that there is still a long way to go.
Hear a lot more from the president on that and other things in just a moment, Alan.
Seminole County commissioners are keeping their mask mandate in place for now. After hearing from residents and medical experts at yesterday's meeting, they decided the mandate is still needed to keep people safe and will revisit the issue every 30 days.
They went 4 hours and people were fired up yesterday. We'll be talking about Seminole County's situation, too.
Meanwhile, Florida's pandemic state of emergency remains in effect. Rory O'Neill has the latest.
After some confusion with the calendar, it looks like Governor DeSantis is extending the state of emergency after all. The emergency, first declared in March of last year, has been extended in 60-day increments. In this latest order, the governor says he wants to ensure schools remain open, that the economy is relaunched, and that vaccine passports will not be a condition of participating in everyday life. Like before, this state of emergency will last no more than 60 days. Rory O'Neill, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
And that extension by the governor surprised me to an extent, and we will explain why in 1 hour.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Attendance on Capitol Hill will be limited as, for the first time, President Biden addresses a joint session of Congress.
The president will roll out his American Families Plan tonight, what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called a historic investment in child care and education. When asked at the White House briefing Tuesday what the president's next 100 days will focus on, Psaki said COVID, climate policies, and getting his infrastructure proposal passed.
He also believes that police reform, getting the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act passed, is long overdue, and he would certainly like to see that move forward in Congress.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Locally, a teenager is dead after a motorcycle crash in Orange County. That happened last night in Millennium on West Oak Ridge Road near Fairlawn Drive. The FHP says a woman turned her car left into the path of the 19-year-old motorcyclist who was not wearing a helmet. The woman was not hurt. And a judge turns down a plea deal for the Super Bowl streaking suspect.
Yuri Andrade ran onto the field at Raymond James Stadium during Super Bowl 55 in a pink swimsuit bearing the name of a porn site. He offered to plead guilty to a misdemeanor trespassing charge, serve 6 months probation, do community service, and apologize in a letter to the NFL. Hillsborough County Judge Jack Gutman rejected those terms, given that law enforcement had to put themselves at risk chasing him down and tackling him. Andrade is due back in court the afternoon of May 25th. I'm Gordon Bird.
And you know, Bud, when it comes to the Super Bowl streaker, I think play-by-play announcer Kevin Harlan put it best when he said,
"Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man."
That was a classic.
WFLA News Time is 6:05. A lack of truck drivers could cause gas shortages this summer. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Good Wednesday morning to you, and welcome to Good Morning Orlando. You're on the 50,000-watt front porch, the Budman, Alan, the Fox, and Chris until 9 o'clock. Yeah, we'll get into the whole mask mandate, mask guideline thing in a moment, but first things first. You know, there have been questions raised ever since he became president over whether Joe Biden was up to the job and in charge. He did nothing yesterday outside the White House in the course of that time when he was talking about the mask guidelines that we'll get into in a moment, to put those questions to rest. Listen to this, particularly the tail end of this 18-second soundbite. Reporters are trying to ask the president questions.
Will you make it faster to get for them to get the vaccine, the vaccines we will get soon? India. They're suffering at
what
this moment.
What do you
moment.
Say to the folks in India?
Look, I'm sorry. I'm going to, this is the last question I'll take, and I'm really going to be in trouble.
What? He's going to be in trouble? He's the most powerful man in the world. He's the president of the United States. Who's going to call him on the carpet for whether he talks to reporters or not? Who is in charge here?
Me.
It's his imaginary friend, Gus. That he's worried about disappointing.
Wait, are we going back to that Jimmy Stewart movie with the 8-foot rabbit that doesn't really exist?
Harvey the rabbit? I don't hope not. But really, what? I'm going to be in trouble with who? Jen Psaki, chief of staff? I mean, Jill? Who? What is that?
Nancy.
All about, Melissa?
Nancy. It's Nancy Pelosi. I don't know.
Maybe it's Major, the security guard biting dog.
I don't know. Anybody on that? That's a little concerning. I'm going to be in trouble with who? I'm the president, for crying out loud. 407-916-5400 if you have the answer to that question. And the text line 23680. Got a one-word texting poll for those of you who've had it with mask guidelines, mask mandates, social distancing, and the whole thing. And the question, Alan, is...
Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes. Or text no to 23680. Again, is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or no to 23680.
Is it time to end our contest? No, it is not.
It's time to listen in 1 hour from now for the latest keyword in the $1,000 stimulus contest from News Radio WFLA Orlando. We'll announce that keyword right after the 7 o'clock news. Then you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and submit that keyword for your chance to win $1,000. We give you 12 opportunities a day to put a grand in your hand. It's 6:08 on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines now. A bill designed to rein in big tech closer to becoming law in Florida. Yesterday, the House approved the Transparency and Technology Act, which makes it harder for social media companies to ban users. It's already been passed by the Florida Senate. The governor could sign it by the end of the week. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
And Biden's comment about, I'm not taking any more questions or I'm going to get in trouble. From who? Who's running the show there? Texter says it's obvious Joe Biden's not in control, never has been in control. I give this man maybe one more year and he's finished. One-word texting poll you can vote. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. I found these new CDC guidelines, and we'll hear from the president supporting them and parroting them here in a moment outside the White House yesterday. I don't know. I mean, I found them to be a little confusing and a little bit inconsistent, frankly. Let me take you through the essence of what the CDC came out with yesterday, all right? For most of the last year during the pandemic, CDC's been advising us to wear masks outdoors if we're within 6 feet of anybody, right? So now they say fully vaccinated Americans don't need to cover their faces anymore unless they are in big crowds of strangers. And those who are unvaccinated can go outside without masks in some situations. The CDC said that whether they are fully vaccinated or not, people do not have to wear masks outdoors when they walk, bike, or run alone or with members of their household. I think most people are doing it that way anyway. And the CDC is kind of catching up, Melissa, with what everybody's been doing anyway, right? For weeks and months, maybe.
Yeah, and occasionally when I see that person riding on their bicycle all by themselves as I drive by and they're wearing their mask, yeah. I think, wow, why?
I see them on a trail all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I understood it at the height of the pollen season because there were a couple of days when I was thinking about it for pollen, but not for COVID, for God's sake.
Yeah,
anyway, the CDC now says that you can go maskless in small outdoor gatherings with fully vaccinated people, whether you're vaccinated or not. But unvaccinated people, and this is what just gets in the weeds for me, should wear masks at small outdoor gatherings that include other unvaccinated people. They should also keep their faces covered when dining at outdoor restaurants with friends from multiple households. Hard to get that, you know, hard to get that nice big juicy piece of steak into your mouth and down your throat through the mask. But anyway, and everybody fully vaccinated or not should keep wearing masks at crowded outdoor events like concerts or sporting events. And the agency continues to recommend masks at indoor public places, even if you're vaccinated, like, I don't know, hair salons, restaurants, barbershops, shopping centers, gyms, museums, and movie theaters, saying it's still the safest way to go, even if you're vaccinated. They tout how great the vaccines are, and I think they are great. But what's the point if they still have all of these conditions and restrictions? Is anybody listening to the CDC anymore? Let's listen to Joe Biden right now, his message to the fully vaccinated.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
But the new CDC guidelines are different if you're in crowds.
I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert, you still need to wear a mask.
And the president parroting the CDC here, his pitch for everybody to get vaccinated.
The bottom line is clear. If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors.
Your reaction to the new CDC mask guidelines before we take you into the situation in Seminole County and Orange County. 407-916-5400, text line 23680. This headline for you out of Volusia County, a search is underway to find the shooter who fired at a woman while she was driving into land on Monday night. Police say the 62-year-old woman was shot in her stomach and her back, but she is expected to survive. No word as to why the woman was targeted. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Welcome back to Good Morning Orlando. We currently have a one-word texting poll out there, and it goes as follows. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Your response? Text it into 23680, yes or no. Again, is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Yes or no? Text your response in to 23680, bud.
Votes being counted up by AccuVasquez. Chris Vasquez's crack, rock solid, flawless vote counting service.
Remember that keyword there, bud. Flawless.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I remember that keyword crack I heard, too.
I heard that as well. Yeah, I think we all, yeah.
The Fox is on fire, being a Seminole County
resident.
Of course, you know, a bunch of us are, but this seems to get to you all the time. The mask mandate up there, and they debated whether to lift it yesterday in a four-hour fiery meeting of the Seminole County Commission, and the chairman, Jay Zimbauer, at one point, had to shout down the crowd and say, have a little respect. I mean, it was going crazy. Most of the people there, they wanted this mandate lifted, okay? Well, they decided, it's still got a pandemic going here. We're going to wait 30 days and reevaluate. So by a 3-2 vote, they kept the mask mandate in place. Not working for you, is it, Melissa?
No, it is not working for me. But, you know, elections have consequences. That's all I'm really going to say. I know and love and worked with Jay Zimbauer many, many moons ago. And he's a nice guy, but I think a lot of these Republicans are playing Republican when they're actually a little bit more Democrat in their liberalness. Yes, Alan.
Well, you know, I live in Seminole County, and I have for some time, when I've walked outside, I walk my dogs, as I've mentioned, several times a day in my neighborhood. And when I'm outside, I have not been wearing a mask because I rarely come very close to anyone else. You know, it's just me and the dogs, and I have not seen the necessity to wear a mask in those instances. Now, I have when I go to Publix or other businesses, and, you know, I respect those businesses and their desire for their customers to wear masks.
Do you think off these guidelines that we're going to begin seeing a lot fewer people wearing masks?
Yeah.
In general.
Or is anybody listening to the CDC?
Nah, at least in Seminole County, I've seen a good variation. About 50-50. What do you think, Alan? About 50-50?
Yeah, well, it depends on where you are. You know, you know, I do see, like I said, I shop at Publix on a regular basis, not to endorse them or not. But, you know, most people there are wearing masks, which Publix requests. They have signs up,
sure.
Please wear masks. And I think most people do obey those, as I said, the desires of the businesses that want you to wear masks.
There is an exemption or two in that mandate, you know, that they don't even seem to care about. Section 2, Item B.
If it please the court.
those with pre-existing conditions are exempt from wearing masks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
No proof necessary.
You can barely breathe. Asthma or something.
No, pre-existing conditions it literally just says pre-existing conditions.
Right.
It's vague. So
yeah, that could be anything.
Exactly. But, you know, of course, that's probably why they're not enforcing it.
What Zimbauer said is he wants to get everybody up to 50% vaccinated before he thinks it's safe to do this. We're at about 42%, reported in Seminole County.
So he's going to hold us hostage to an additional 25,000 people get the vaccine. Mm. And, of course, that's adding the people who've already been vaccinated to the people who tested positive. Puts us at, like, 200,000. 225,000 being half the population of Seminole County. Uh-oh, my math seems like it's done.
Well, Zimbauer's, you know, he's in line with Jerry Demings in Orange County, the mayor, who said he wants to see 50% of the county vaccinated before he relaxes mask mandates. But there's some talk he's going to be making some changes today.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's expected to. And the thinking is he'll go along with the CDC guidelines here and make some adjustments in the mask mandate in Orange County, Jerry Demings. So we will be watching. And you're right, he's looking for a 50% threshold on being vaccinated. And we're not there yet in Orange County. We're getting there in all counties at this particular point. You know, for folks who are saying no to our one-word texting poll that asked you, is it time to end all COVID restrictions?
There are no no's.
What ones would you want to remain in place? Or what? I mean, we're getting it's unanimous on the voting right now. Everybody wants them lifted. We're not going to give you the vote count till about 7 o'clock, okay? But that's the question: is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. That's a bold question because that takes in social distancing. It takes in travel restrictions. Airlines, everything. What do you want in place? Do you think it's too soon? Are you worried about another wave? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's come back big time in places like India. It's turned into a nightmare, you know? I mean...
And what about attending sports events or concerts where there might be a packed crowd inside?
Mm. Hey, with regard, one more thing about Seminole County. I think the whole thing yesterday was for show because I think there are people that are covering them butts, if you will, because of the Joel Greenberg deal. So there's a lot of legs on that, and I think they want to stay, keep those masks on and stay as...
How does this tie into the former Seminole County tax collector?
How does this tie in? Shore up that credibility. A lot of the same groups going after Greenberg are may be or may not have family members on the feds list.
So ultimately, it's Matt Gaetz's fault.
Yeah, there you go.
It all makes perfect sense to me now.
Certainly.
Yeah. It was, by the way, it's a 3-2 vote. And the ones on the commission up there who wanted the mask mandate dropped were Commissioners Amy Lockhart and Andrea Hare.
Yeah, she was the only one. She was the only one whose intentions are good.
In your opinion.
That's it.
That's it. She's That's been right. trying to get him to discuss this for months. Time
well,
to take a news
opinion
break.
Opinion is kind of like what we do. News, when you put that hat on, is what you do, and it's time, Alan.
I have a lot of hats over here. A space launch and a splashdown, both delayed, and a former Seminole and Bucks football star dies. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together, in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
One more texting poll. Vote. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. Got a yes vote here. Backed up by, if people are scared, let them stay home and hide. And another says, keep the restrictions for concerts, airports, and flights. Hey, there was supposed to be a launch from the Cape last night. What happened?
Well, it was a SpaceX launch that was scheduled for 12:05 this morning, Bud. It's been delayed. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket carrying another batch of Starlink internet satellites is now scheduled for 11:44 tonight. We haven't heard specifically why it was delayed, but we know there were concerns about winds possibly being too high for the launch to be carried out safely.
Mm-hmm.
And weather concerns have pushed back the return to Earth of four space station astronauts until Saturday. Splashdown now expected, as I said, Saturday, either in the Atlantic or the Gulf off the coast of Florida. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A proposal that would let people with concealed weapons licenses carry guns at religious institutions that share properties with schools is heading to Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, Florida law generally allows people to carry concealed weapons at churches, synagogues, and the like, but it bars being armed on school properties. Senate sponsor Joe Gruters says this bill closes that loophole.
This gives schools the needed safety they need. It gives churches the additional security that they need. This gives the property owners the ultimate responsibility to make the decision that's best for them.
The bill still allows religious institutions or property owners to be able to ban guns at their sites if they so choose.
Works for me.
A Brevard County woman will avoid the death penalty for killing her twin babies. 33-year-old Rachel Thomas will serve 50 years in prison after reaching a plea deal yesterday. The medical examiner ruled the newborn boy and girl died of blunt force trauma. Some folks who purchased tickets to see Jimmy Buffett in Delray Beach next month will be on the outside looking in. Those folks bought tickets from a reseller, but organizers of the four limited engagement shows say those tickets were not transferable.
We did our best to prohibit third-party resales, and unfortunately it's outside of our control.
Holland Ryan with Old School Square in Delray Beach says tickets that showed up on some resale sites went for as much as $10,000.
My goodness.
And a standout player at Florida State and a former Tampa Bay Buck has died.
Geno Hayes played for the Seminoles from 2005 until he was drafted in the sixth round by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2008. The linebacker went on to play seven seasons in the NFL for the Bucks, Bears, and Jaguars. Hayes suffered from liver disease and was hospitalized more than 20 times in the last 2 years, according to the Tallahassee Democrat. He was 33.
Chris Trankman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
The Magic open up a brief two-game road trip tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Orlando will then visit Memphis on Friday before hosting the Grizzlies on Saturday. WFLA News Time, 6:35. You don't have to miss anything on Good Morning Orlando. Get caught up with our podcasts on the iHeartRadio app.
In a moment, did John Kerry give military secrets to Iran and throw Israel under the bus? These are serious allegations here. Let's talk about them in a moment after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in a quick 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. Headlines on the coronavirus here in Florida. Now a total of more than 2.2 million cases, more than 5,200 new ones reported yesterday. Death toll in Florida, 34,958, up by 46 from the prior report. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
Good morning, Orlando. Melissa here. You know what a one-word texting poll is, right? Well, here's the question. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Now, you text yes or text no to our text line, 23680. Again, the one-word texting poll question at this time is, it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. We're going to tally it throughout the show, and we'll have the answers for you before 9 o'clock. Right, bud?
Final tally coming at 9. Update coming here in about 15 minutes, Melissa. Couple of just long-form texters weighing in on this, saying, what COVID restrictions? I've never wore a mask. I never will. That's how we roll in Polk County. Another one says, yes, to ending the restrictions, but keep social distancing as a general rule, because I never wanted anyone that close to begin with.
Here's one that says, if people are scared, let them stay home and hide.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to get it, double mask yourself. Not me.
All right. Keep it coming right now. Vote in the one-word texting poll. Now to the John Kerry story. I'll tell you, there are members of the Republican Party and some influential folks from whom you'll hear in a moment who are calling for the resignation of Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, who was, of course, the Secretary of State under Barack Obama. All right. Either an investigation or the resignation of Kerry. Kerry, by the way, says there's nothing to any of this and he is not resigning, period. Okay. So here is how Breitbart is reporting this. According to tapes obtained by the London-based Iran International publication and subsequently leaked to the New York Times, Kerry...
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Reportedly told Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif, with whom he's been tight and frankly much too cozy for too long, told Zarif about Israeli military operations in Syria. The revelation reportedly came to the astonishment of Zarif, who of course worked closely with Kerry on the infamous Iran nuclear deal. What else do I have on this? I've got one more item related to this to flesh it out a little bit. We still haven't heard these tapes, you know, and Kerry is denying everything. But according to the reporting in the New York Times, Zarif said former Secretary of State John Kerry informed him that Israel had attacked Iranian interests in Syria at least 200 times. I mean, giving away Israeli military operations, intel, and whatever, throwing Israel, our number one ally in the Middle East, and if not in the entire world, under the bus, and by extension, undermining our policy in the Middle East. Kerry, I don't know if he did it or not. He says no. Give him the benefit of the doubt, but I have a lot of doubt, because this guy's been too cozy with Zarif. This guy was trying to undermine Trump's policies with Iran the entire time Trump was in, even though Kerry didn't hold office of any kind. I mean, he is totally capable of everything alleged here.
Well, you know, Bud, I like to do my deep dive, so I dug into this one myself.
Can you resurface on the backside of a quick break and share that with us?
I can. That would be great. I'll talk about what happened and whether or not it was leaked.
Excellent. I will leave the door wide open for you, Melissa. Headlines now. At least five people in North Carolina facing charges for protesting the police shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. They were arrested last night for breaking curfew in Elizabeth City. Protesters out for a seventh straight day demanding body camera video to be released on the fatal shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. by officers, as he was trying to escape from them when they were getting ready to serve him a warrant. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Hello, Sanford. Listen to us on FM 94.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Back on this John Kerry story. Kerry's denying all the allegations, said it never flat out happened at all. We'll see. White House, State Department won't talk about it. White House, Jen Psaki, the press secretary, saying, we don't comment on leaked tapes. These leaked to the New York Times, and they reportedly
They buried it.
Show that the foreign, yeah, they did. Like paragraph 21 of a 26-paragraph story, because they don't want to hurt Kerry, because they love Kerry. They love all the lefties at the Times. That's not exactly breaking news, but it's in there that Kerry reportedly told his buddy, the Iranian foreign minister Zarif, about Israeli military operations in Syria, which would be a huge no-no. Zarif reportedly astonished at what he heard about what the Israelis were up to in Syria.
Well, I did a deep dive, as I said before the break, and I wanted to verify that this was even a leak, okay? So I went back to where the date happened, and the media releases concerning Israeli attacks on Iranian assets in Syria around the time. I looked it up. And it was one of the harder fact checks for me, really, to dig into. But what I found is many media articles concerning Israeli attacks on Syria, 2015, 2016. These articles range from Iranian infrastructure in Syria to Iranian military members in Syria. So unless John Kerry was talking about specific Israeli operations that had not yet happened, he was only talking about the fact that Israel was targeting Iran in Syria, then I agree that Kerry didn't leak anything, because you can't leak anything that's already known.
That is the only defense that is out there so far beyond the flat denials from Kerry.
Exactly. And unfortunately, because it is John Kerry and, you know, those big-haired politicians, nothing will become of it. But heard the Logan Act before, folks? Seriously, if this is true, we're walking right up to the edge of what could be called treason.
Yeah, Logan Act goes way back to 1800, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, for giving away stuff to foreign powers, et cetera.
This was supposed to be a retirement gig, but one of our texters is reminding me that one of Kerry's daughters is actually married to an Iranian neurosurgeon. I have not had time to check that out, but if that's true, there's another connection.
We'll see. Senator Rick Scott saying, you know what, Biden ought to remove Kerry as climate czar right now from all access to and briefings on national security intelligence until the truth is revealed. If, in fact, it proves to be true, Kerry must resign. That's Rick Scott. Senator Ted Cruz saying if this tape is verified, it would signal catastrophic and disqualifying recklessness by Envoy Kerry. And it endangers the safety of Americans and our allies. And it would be consistent, and I agree with this, with his long pattern, Kerry, of empowering Iran's regime. He poured hundreds of billions of dollars into Ayatollah's terrorist bank accounts in that Iranian deal that he cooked up with Obama, that Trump undid. Was a close confidant with Zarif during the Obama administration, no question about that, and has repeatedly tried to undermine the Trump policies toward Iran. There is no doubt about that. And Senator Dan Sullivan, Republican out of Arkansas, calling for Kerry's resignation. Enough is enough. the red line has been crossed. And our old friend, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, weighed in on this yesterday. He's been on our show a couple of times, said the revelation confirmed what I've said for years, that Zarif continued to engage with former Secretary of State Kerry on policy matters after Kerry's public service. And according to Zarif, Kerry informed the Iranians of Israeli operations. Pompeo wants to know more, and we will be watching for more. I think this is really potentially very problematic. But again, Kerry says it never happened, and anything he ever discussed with Zarif was not in any way, shape, or form classified, or that a lot of this stuff was already out there. Joe weighing in on the text line of John Kerry says he needs to be in freaking shackles. We don't know where this is going, Alan, from here. Thoughts on how much trouble this might be for John Kerry? Well, or is this just the Republicans just trying to throw dirt on a guy they can't stand?
I don't know. It remains to be seen. As you said, he denies that this happened. There are reports, though, and allegations, and they need to be investigated, obviously, and find out exactly what the truth is here.
Okay, let's go to AccuVasquez, our vote counting service right now for the one-word texting poll. Chris, pop that question. Give us the vote count.
See, there should be a sounder right here. I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe a tabulating sound.
Well, that's your department, Melissa. You need to get on that. That was a pretty good simulation, though.
One-word texting poll. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text your response yes or no to 23680. But they say a good poll is a poll that's got close results, and I'm sorry. This is not a good poll.
Not this one.
Currently, there are 58 votes who say yes, it is time to end all COVID restrictions, compared to 5 who say no, don't end all COVID restrictions.
Fair to say it's not going to be a late night here at Election Central.
Now, Chris, there are not good polls and bad polls. There are accurate polls and inaccurate polls.
What are you trying to say? I'm inaccurate.
No, I'm just saying you can't characterize a poll as being good or bad.
I think you can.
You're the guy counting votes, and you're calling it a bad poll. We didn't throw you under the bus. You threw yourself under the bus.
No, I'm saying with the questions, if you want to make it more interesting, it'd be a closer vote.
Oh, it's Bud's fault now.
We got to scrap this and start all over?
Staying out of this? I was like, so
unless we can turn this into Groundhog Day and make it 6 o'clock a day, we're just too far downstream to do that. All right. What he needs to do is just count votes.
Yeah.
That's what we need from him. Count votes.
We don't need his opinion on the votes.
Just shut up and count.
Yeah, that's it. Shut up and count.
Right. News at the top of the hour. What you got?
To mask or not to mask, the new guidelines, and a new way to decide a tie baseball game. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes. Now 6:58 on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. Top of the morning to you here on a Wednesday at 7. Time for another check now of Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic for you on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, new mask guidelines unveiled. More in 1 minute.
And the governor extends the COVID state of emergency in Florida. We'll talk about that and something there that concerns the Bud Man next on Good Morning Orlando.
7:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. The CDC is relaxing guidelines for mask wearing, saying those who are vaccinated can safely go without a mask when outdoors in certain circumstances. This comes as more Americans are vaccinated, but demand for the shots is down.
President Biden made the case for the benefits of getting vaccinated.
Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up. We're back to that place now as long as you get vaccinated. So go get the shot.
But states like Louisiana have stopped asking the federal government for its full allotment of COVID vaccine. A majority of Kansas counties have turned down new shipments of the vaccine at least once over the past month. And in Mississippi, officials have asked to have vials shipped in smaller packages so they don't go to waste. Mike Bauer, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Hot topic, the new CDC guidelines on masks at 6 o'clock. We're back into it in the 8 o'clock hour. Be with us.
The pros and cons of Seminole County's mask mandate were debated for several hours at a meeting of the county commission. By the time it ended, commissioners had decided that the mask mandate should remain in place in Seminole County for now. They will revisit the issue every 30 days. Governor Ron DeSantis is extending Florida's state of emergency that gives him extra authority to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. The order was set to expire yesterday, but the governor's office said it will remain in effect for another 60 days.
I'm somewhat surprised for a reason I will explain in moments.
All right, bud. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. President Biden is preparing to address Congress in a joint session for the first time tonight.
Although only about 200 seats in the large House chamber will be filled due to COVID restrictions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president's speech will cover a wide range of topics like the pandemic, the workforce, and gun control. Psaki said Biden will also talk about foreign policy and his plans for reengaging with the world.
Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
And Alan, we will welcome Rory O'Neill, who is on the Biden speech beat. That'll be at about 7:45 this morning for a more detailed preview.
All right. In South Florida, the Broward County School District suddenly finds itself in need of new leadership. Superintendent Robert Runcie announced yesterday he's resigning, as is the district's lawyer, Barbara Myrick. Runcie was arrested last week for perjury, but he says that's not why he's resigning.
I cannot and will not put myself above the needs of this district and our children. I love our kids too much to do that. It's the only reason I do this work.
Runcie says he's quitting because of the criticism he's gotten ever since the Parkland school shooting 3 years ago. And an independent baseball league is looking to settle tie ball games with the long ball.
The Pioneer League Tuesday announcing an end to extra innings games, implementing a first-of-its-kind knockout rule that will resolve games tied after nine innings with a sudden-death home run derby. Under this rule, Pioneer League teams will each designate one player to take five pitches, most homers wins. If it's still tied after the first knockout round, another hitter is chosen for each club, and the faceoff happens again until a winner is declared. The MLB Partner League will also experiment with a designated pinch hitter rule, allowing a player to be pinch hit for before returning to their defensive position for the remainder of the game. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Wow. Would you think MLB might adopt that? There's a lot of complaints about people just can't hang in there for 15 inning games anymore.
Well, you know, they've tried some methods of ending extra inning games more quickly by putting a runner at second base starting in the 10th inning, starting the inning with a runner in scoring position. That apparently has shortened some games at this point.
Yeah.
And they're trying a lot of different things in the minor leagues these days to see what they can do to speed up baseball, make it more interesting,
yeah.
Especially for the younger fans. They've looked at moving the mound back in some cases, using bigger bases. They're looking at all possibilities. WFLA News Time is 7:06. A prison guard is arrested after watching an inmate hang himself in his cell. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Bud Hettinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, Chris Vasquez till 9 o'clock. Vote in our one-word texting poll. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes, text no to 23680. My concerns on the governor's decision to extend the state of emergency on COVID here in Florida, and something you may not have thought of. Well, we'll take it up here in a moment and see what you think, but it is contest time.
Yeah, the $1,000 stimulus contest from News Radio WFLA Orlando continues, as in moments we will announce the latest keyword. Your job is to go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and submit that keyword. It's very easy to do, and we give you up to 12 opportunities each day to put a grand in your hand. 7:07 on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines now. Vice President Kamala Harris believes the United States must defend the human rights of all people during a virtual meeting with community-based organizations in the Central American nation of Guatemala. Harris yesterday said the Biden administration is trying to address the root causes of illegal immigration. Note to Kamala, the root cause? Undoing Trump's policies and stopping construction of the wall. Just saying. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
I love the Gov. I think Ron DeSantis is doing one heck of a job, and he's done a great job with the coronavirus pandemic. But I've got a question for all of you in this lopsided one-word texting poll out there. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. You can vote now. I mean, almost all of you are saying, yeah, we want to end them all. Then how do you feel, even though you probably like Governor DeSantis as I do?
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How do you feel about him extending the state of emergency here over the pandemic for another 2 months? He's Mr. Freedom for All. You don't want the COVID restrictions to continue another minute. Yet he is continuing the state of emergency for another 2 months. How do you feel about that? I want you to call me on that. 407-916-5400. You can long form text at 23680 if you'd like. There's one aspect of this that concerns me more than any other, and it is this. When you extend this emergency order, it impacts the unemployment system, Melissa, and jobless benefits here. Because among other things, this extension means that folks who are applying for unemployment benefits do not have to list job searches conducted since their last claim for benefits or wait a week to file their applications. They can just sit on the couch and don't have to say, I'm out working. Here's how many places I've gone for interviews. I'm trying to get back in the workforce. You don't have to do that now. That seems to fly in the face, and you'll remember this sound cut if you were with us last week, of the governor when he was asked, well, wait a minute, we've got low unemployment benefits maxing out at $275 a week in the state of Florida, much lower than almost any other state in the country. Shouldn't we raise the benefits and extend the time you can get them, Mr. Governor, a week ago?
Increase benefits? Uh-huh. Look, no. I mean, I think we're getting people back to work. You know, you see or hear these stories about there's businesses need more. Our goal is to get people back to work. I think there's a lot of demand right now. I'd like to get that unemployment rate below 4% if we can.
Love the Gov, but I mean, come on. This doesn't help reach that goal. It does. It allows people to sit on the couch and the benefits just keep on rolling, Melissa.
Yeah, the whole system screwed up. The DEO, Department of Employment Opportunities, is a hot mess. Not only are they giving people extra money, and now they're going to extend it, as you said, without these verified job searches. You don't have to go in person, and it's killing our economy. But no one's coming up with a proper solution to get people off the couch other than stop the money. The problem is there's a lot of folks out there who are in an industry that doesn't exist right now. Banquet industry, the tourist industry has been so adapted and you know, downscaled.
Adapted, you mean decimated.
I'm trying to say nice words. Downscaled. That these people who a lot of them really need the money and are not even getting close to what they were making. So the whole thing is just bad. And this is even worse. Just extend it. But there's no right answer now.
All right. But let me ask you folks. I mean, if you love the gov, you're almost all voting that we should end all COVID restrictions right now. He has just continued the emergency. And also, this flies in the face of his efforts to try to get people to work, to fill jobs that employers can't find people to do because they're on the dole getting benefits that have been going on since the state of emergency was instituted when the pandemic began in March a year ago. How do you square that with how you feel about ending COVID restrictions? And the governor continues the state of emergency and continues this situation with unemployment. How about that? What do you think? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Check out local headlines for you now. A teenager dead after a motorcycle crash in Orange County. It happened last night in Millennia on West Oak Ridge Road near Fairlawn Drive. Troopers say a woman turned her car left into the path of the 19-year-old motorcyclist who was not wearing a helmet. The woman not hurt. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
So I was somewhat surprised, given that he's all about freedom and no restrictions, that Governor DeSantis would extend for another 60 days the coronavirus pandemic state of emergency statewide that was implemented way back when the pandemic began in March of 2020. Naomi's been listening from the coast, and welcome on this from Cocoa Beach. Good morning, Naomi. What do you think?
Hi. Hi, Brad. So I just think that maybe the governor is trying to do this to keep an eye on those cities that are maybe less inclined to release the restrictions, and then also maybe keep the federal government out. I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not sure why he would do it, but that's what comes to my mind.
You're a fan of the governor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he's doing a fabulous job.
If you were voting on our one-word texting poll, how would you vote? The question is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or no to 23680.
Yes, with two thumbs up.
Got it. Thank you. Appreciate your input on that, Naomi. Very interesting. David's in Davenport now on the 50,000-watt front porch. The extension of the state of emergency from the governor. What do you think?
I don't think that they should extend the state of emergency. Everybody's starting to get vaccinated. You know, life is starting to get back to normal. It's not really an emergency anymore. As far as the unemployment, I got a job within 3 months after getting released from prison. I mean, I've submitted more applications and they keep telling me no because I'm a felon, but I still got a job. It's little pay, but it's still a job.
I appreciate the idea you got off the couch and wanted to work. I think that's terrific.
I absolutely want to work. I can't stand it. I would make more on unemployment, but I don't want to be on unemployment.
A lot of folks don't have a work ethic like that. You've had a tough time. You've paid your debt to society. Welcome back, David, and we congratulate you on your commitment, you know, to the work ethic. We wish you well. By the way, in the extension of the emergency order, It does say that the state should prepare to resume non-emergency operations, that this isn't going to go on forever. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's extended for 60 days at a time, so it's in effect for another 60 days. I, like you, Bud, am surprised that the governor did extend it. It expired at midnight yesterday,
yeah.
And all indications were he was going to let that happen. And then all of a sudden, we hear yesterday, nope, going ahead with it. A surprise.
Texters are all over this, and a lot of them like the governor. What are they saying, Melissa?
Well, we got a bunch of different things here. Probably about the government money, which is kind of echoing, I think, what Naomi was trying to get out there. Keep the feds out. Here's a different one. Unemployment issue is killing businesses and only enables people hand up, not hand out. No, I think it's the other way around.
Here's another one. But DeSantis is a prudent leader. I trust him. We have made great strides here in Florida. That's John out of the southwest end of Orlando. And another, Ron DeSantis is not Trump. Trump would have ended it, the emergency order. That's why Trump would be a better president than DeSantis, which is an issue that we've weighed around here.
And one that starts the whole mess off with, after the way the unemployment system was botched at the peak of the pandemic, I don't think DeSantis would want to push that issue. I think that might be money there.
Chris, you want to pop out that one-word texting poll for folks who were just joining us on the show?
One-word texting poll. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text your response yes or no to 23680. Again, is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Yes or no? Text your response to 23680.
Can we check with AccuVasquez, the vote counting service we rely on, just to review the tally at the 7 o'clock hour was what?
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So at the 7 o'clock hour, I believe it was, what, 58
five.
Yes to 5 no. But results haven't gotten much closer as we are up to...
No. Oh, you're going to give them now?
I can give them now if you like.
Go ahead. Why not? No?
I say we have a news break and we hold them off maybe until after elsewhere.
Oh.
Got suspense. Me on the edge of my seat.
Suspense is killing
Thus
me.
Thus speaketh the executive
new
producer.
New tally coming in moments.
The Fox. Here's Alan with your news.
Two postponements by SpaceX and some disappointed parrot heads in South Florida. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together, and yeah, elsewhere, in just 2 minutes. It's 7:27 on Good Morning Orlando.
Thank you, Holly. We roll on here at halftime on the Wednesday edition of Good Morning Orlando. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, and Chris Vasquez. And Alan with your news update, beginning with a double dose of space news.
Yeah, a couple of postponements, Bud. SpaceX delaying a launch from Cape Canaveral for just under 24 hours. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying more Starlink internet satellites was scheduled to blast off at 12.05 a.m. That's been pushed back to tonight at 11.44. And the four astronauts launched to the International Space Station last November are staying put for a few more days. Their return and splashdown now set for Saturday. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. From Mar-a-Lago, former President Donald Trump is taking aim at Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Trump appears to be responding to reports that Cheney is keeping the door open for a future presidential bid. He suggested the Republican lawmaker needs to run for president or become a lobbyist to save face from falling poll numbers. He believes low poll numbers prove she can't win another term in office. Cheney was one of a few Republican members of Congress to vote to impeach Trump over the attack on the Capitol in January.
Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
They are not fans one of the other, are
no.
they?
No.
Oh, man.
A local lawmaker plans to support a police reform bill he admits he is not thrilled with. Yesterday, the Florida Senate discussed the measure that bans chokeholds and calls for training on de-escalation techniques. Members of the Black Caucus, like Orlando Senator Randolph Bracey, say it does not go far enough, but they say it is a good start. More than 100 people who thought they had seats to see Jimmy Buffett in South Florida are out of luck and a lot of cash.
Holland Ryan with the Old School Square event venue in Delray Beach says reselling concert tickets is legal in Florida.
We just hoped that these tickets would not be especially exploited after a year we've all been deprived from live music and performances.
Jimmy Buffett putting on 4 shows next month, and only those who purchase their tickets through Eventbrite will be allowed in. Scalpers scooped up 30 4-seat pods and listed them at other sites despite efforts to stop that.
Our legal department is working on it. We are in communication. They have no further comment at this time.
Some are said to have paid as much as $10,000 for tickets that they will not be able to use. Joel Malkin, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Former Bucks linebacker Geno Hayes is dead at the age of 33 following a battle with chronic liver disease. Hayes was drafted by Tampa Bay in 2008 after playing his college ball at Florida State. He played for 4 years for the Bucks. He also played for the Chicago Bears and Jacksonville Jaguars.
How sad is that?
Yeah, 33. WFLA News Time is 7:33. Elsewhere. A reboot of a classic movie musical is headed for the silver screen.
There's a place for us somewhere, a place for us.
That's from the teaser trailer for Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story. The film starring Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler is now due out December 10th after being delayed a year due to the pandemic. West Side Story tells the classic tale of fierce rivalries and young love in 1957 New York City. Scenes were filmed all over New York, and Spielberg said the city, quote, lent us its beauty and energy.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
That's kind of a Romeo and Juliet, you know, updated, you know, the gang scene in New York. And it was a classic when it came out. And in Spielberg's hands, maybe they can make it work again.
And amazing music by Leonard Bernstein.
Oh,
love it.
Can't beat it. Such great songs.
Yeah. And if you take a look at this teaser trailer, it's about a minute and a half. You can find it on YouTube. It's very tantalizing. It looks really good. And, you know, Spielberg, he's known for doing a few good films here and there.
Yeah, but you know what? He doesn't do enough of them anymore.
Yeah.
And I hope he still has the magic touch.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Concerts are making a comeback, sort of. Bon Jovi is kicking off the summer with a concert next month to be screened at drive-ins and outdoor theaters across the United States and Canada. They'll perform in a socially distanced setting. It's a concept that's been used successfully by Metallica, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and Kane Brown. The Bon Jovi concert takes place Saturday, May 22nd. Central Florida drive-in locations include Deltona, Claremont, and Ocala. Tickets for the general public go on sale tomorrow at noon via bonjoviconcert.com.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Hey, Bud, name another Bon Jovi song.
What, are you just trying to put me on a spot and make me look stupid and out of touch?
Maybe.
I'm not going to play your game.
Okay, cool.
Good for you, Bud.
I refuse to play the game.
Yeah, Bud, don't be sucked
That's
in
it.
Like
I'm
this.
I'm just going to sit here and sulk.
He's going to go out in a blaze of glory.
And is that work, though, doing the drive-in thing? Is that
it
what
has.
I work for you?
Well, no, I actually worked a couple of them over the beginning of the pandemic when they first started doing these. They went all right. You know, it's a and it's an acquired taste, but yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't know why drive-in movies as a whole kind of went away. I thought those were great.
Well, they seem that they'd be perfect during the pandemic, it would seem.
Yeah, no doubt definitely. About that.
Mm-hmm. Load up the jalopy.
And finally, a bottle of whiskey that's more than 200 years old is going up for auction. Skinner is auctioning off a bottle of old Ingledew whiskey. Yes, old Ingledew. They believe it was produced sometime between 1762 and 1802. In a statement, the company's expert Joseph Hyman said the bottle is thought to be the last one from one of J.P. Morgan's cellars. It goes up for grabs on June 22nd, when it's expected to fetch upwards of $40,000.
Years ago, there was a big fundraiser I was covering as a young reporter where I got a sip of this bottle of wine they auctioned off for a ton of money to raise money for charity,
mm-hmm.
bottled in 1806 during, I think it was right around Thomas Jefferson's presidency or something.
Wait, so you got a sip of it? You mean someone bought it and then went...
They actually gave me a sip.
Ah!
They actually gave me a sip. I was on the take, you know, some reporter I was, right?
Yeah.
Mm. And it still tasted like wine, you know, but, you know, it sounded to me like it was just starting to go.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to spend $40,000 on something they believe
mm-hmm.
was produced 200 plus years ago.
Oh, you could see. Oh, you don't know?
That's so stupid.
Well,
take the money and run.
You back know. Then, everybody wasn't so cynical and disbelieving of everything they're told, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. More than 200 years old, I might try it. You know, I do have a couple of bottles on my shelf that I'm a little suspicious of. They've been there for a while, but...
I wish I could age my drinks. I have a Dogfish 120 in my fridge. They say it tastes good after about 5 years. I want to drink it now. I don't want to wait 5 years.
I don't even know what that is.
Dogfish Head, it's a brewery, and their 120 minute IPA is very good, very strong. They don't release it often. It's a special release beer.
And you wonder why this guy can't keep track of votes.
Yeah,
he's
just, really?
He's drunk all the time.
Yeah, well, he knows his IPA.
Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
Going to be a late night for the Budman here. I don't know about you guys, but I got to watch the president's speech because we got to talk about it tomorrow morning. His big address to Congress. What was that?
That's I don't know, but can I take a break?
More whiskey for your speech watching.
Anyway, sorry for anyone who's driving and holding it.
In a moment, a preview from Rory O'Neill of what we will hear from President Biden as he addresses Congress. It's going to be a setting unlike any speech of its kind because of the pandemic. It's all ahead right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. Headlining the story we're talking about with you right now, President Biden to give his first big speech to Congress tonight on the eve of marking his first 100 days in office. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
And on the Biden speech beat right now, News Radio WFLA national correspondent Rory O'Neill, who joins us on the 50,000-watt front porch. Good Wednesday morning to you, Rory.
Hey, good morning, Bud.
What do you know about this speech tonight? What are we going to hear from the president?
Well, a lot of it's going to focus on this new American Families Plan. This is $1.8 trillion in more spending. It provides free preschool for 3 and 4 year olds, paid family leave, free community college as well. All of it paid for by doubling the capital gains tax rate on incomes over $1 million to 39% and hiking the top income tax bracket for households earning more than $400,000 to that same level.
Wow, that comes on the heels of the $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan, the American Jobs Plan, and the COVID relief plan. And
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. the American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Soon we're going to be talking about serious money, aren't we?
Yeah, right. That's $6 trillion in the first 100 days. Now, only $2 trillion of that has been authorized, but that's a lot of dough.
Yeah, and Rory, while it is a joint session of Congress that will be addressed by President Biden, it will not be a full House by any means, right?
No, because of COVID. So on a State of the Union address, you normally have about 1,600 people in the room. Tonight, about 200-250-ish, 200 members of Congress got invitations. Some declined, but we'll also have the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in there, the Secretaries of State and Defense, but no need for that designated survivor like we do on a State of the Union, because the whole cabinet won't be assembled in one room.
Hey, but I think, you know what, I think there should be some side bets. Aren't the women going to be behind that guy Biden tonight? Isn't that the setup?
Yeah, it's a little bit of history right there. As you look at the president, on the president's left shoulder, I think we'll see Nancy Pelosi. And on his right shoulder, we'll see Kamala Harris as president of the Senate. So the two ladies, for the first time ever, will be sitting behind the president as he gives the speech. And I'm not expecting the House Speaker to tear up this one.
No, I was wondering the way she did when Trump gave a State of the Union.
I want to do my side bet, though. I think Pelosi in a dress or a nice skirt. And will we see Harris's leg? Or will it be another Hillary Clinton type pantsuit?
Well, you know, to be an uproar, if we ask that question. You're allowed to ask that question.
I can. And Rory, I think, has an observation on that.
I just want to know how many standing ovations we're going to get, how many times it's in, you know, it's going to be mostly Democrats in the room. So it's not going to be like a State of the Union with half the room stands up, half the room is seated, we're counting. So it's mostly Democrats in the room.
So it's going to be like the Oscars.
They're just going to start. They're going to stand up at the beginning and stay standing the entire time, right? I mean,
pretty much.
Now, let me ask you about this. Are Republicans boycotting? I have heard that some of the senior members are giving away their tickets because it's by invitation, because they've limited the crowd to freshman members of Congress who've never seen a speech of this kind. Or are you getting widespread just boycotting by Republicans because are so bitterly partisan right now?
I wouldn't want to use the B word. A lot of them just don't want to go, don't want to go through the hassle. Only the Senate is in session now. House members are mostly in their districts scattered across the country. We know Marco Rubio was invited and decided he was not going to be going tonight. I don't know if it's an organized boycott so much as why do I want to sit through that if it's just a litany of things that I don't want to, that I don't agree with.
Yeah, Marco Rubio was complaining yesterday that he was going to have to sit in the gallery. I think he was afraid he'd have to sit behind someone taller than him. So,
Quick question. Will probably have a hat on and no one wants to sit behind her.
Quick question. We're short on time, Rory. We're going to let you go. But and I have a vested interest in this because I'm the one who has to stay up late and pick the sound cuts for tomorrow morning that Melissa and Chris will be editing and we'll be talking about. How long is this thing going to go?
We're figuring about a half an hour. So it starts at 9 o'clock and then we'll see how many applause interruptions may delay it. But I would expect to go at much more than 35 minutes. Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, giving the GOP response just after.
Rory O'Neill, our News Radio WFLA national correspondent and good friend. Best in the business. Thank you, Rory, very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, bud.
All right.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart Radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us on the 50,000-watt front porch on a Wednesday at 8 as we update once again Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA, Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, you can take off your mask. Sometimes more in 1 minute.
Yeah, we're talking about those new mask guidelines, mask mandates, the whole deal. It's all ahead in this hour of Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. President Biden is announcing new relaxed guidelines for wearing masks outside.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Speaking at the White House, Biden praised the accelerated vaccination distribution program, noting 215 million shots in his first 100 days in office. But he also warned there's still a long way to go.
More from the president on the new CDC mask guidelines in a moment, and we'll talk about how folks feel and whether they're going to follow them or not.
Here in Central Florida, Seminole County commissioners are keeping their mask mandate in place for now. After hearing from residents and medical experts at yesterday's meeting that went for several hours, they decided the mandate is still needed to keep people safe, and will revisit the issue every 30 days.
Boy, I tell you, they got rowdy in Seminole County. I mean, that's a passionate group up there. We'll have more on that.
Florida's pandemic state of emergency remains in effect. Rory O'Neill explains.
After some confusion with the calendar, it looks like Governor DeSantis is extending the state of emergency after all. The emergency, first declared in March of last year, has been extended in 60-day increments. In this latest order, the governor says he wants to ensure schools remain open, that the economy is relaunched, and that vaccine passports will not be a condition of participating in everyday life. Like before, this state of emergency will last no more than 60 days. Rory O'Neill, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Attendance on Capitol Hill will be limited as, for the first time, President Biden addresses a joint session of Congress.
The president will roll out his American Families Plan tonight, what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called a historic investment in child care and education. When asked at the White House briefing Tuesday what the president's next 100 days will focus on, Psaki said COVID, climate policies, and getting his infrastructure proposal passed.
He also believes that police reform, getting the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act passed, is long overdue, and he would certainly like to see that move forward in Congress.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here in Orlando, a teenager is dead after a motorcycle crash. It happened last night in Millennia on West Oak Ridge Road near Fairlawn Drive. The Florida Highway Patrol says a woman turned her car left into the path of the 19-year-old motorcyclist who was not wearing a helmet. The woman was not hurt. And a judge turns down a plea deal for the Super Bowl streaking suspect.
Yuri Andrade ran onto the field at Raymond James Stadium during Super Bowl 55 in a pink swimsuit bearing the name of a porn site. He offered to plead guilty to a misdemeanor trespassing charge, serve 6 months probation, do community service, and apologize in a letter to the NFL. Hillsborough County Judge Jack Gutman rejected those terms, given that law enforcement had to put themselves at risk chasing him down and tackling him. Andrade is due back in court the afternoon of May 25th. I'm Gordon Bird.
And you know, Bud, when it comes to this Super Bowl streaker, I think play-by-play announcer Kevin Harlan put it best when he said,
"Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man."
That sums it up.
I remember that. You know what? Chris Vasquez is our, you know, junior member of the team. Hasn't been with us that long, but is obviously a man of influence. Yesterday, he wanted an upgrade on the charges for the streaker. You said, it's a Super Bowl. You can't just have a misdemeanor charge. And the judge said, we're not doing the plea deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on, he's committing fraud. And then, you know, you can get away with certain stuff depending on, you know, who you do it around. But when you have guys like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, you know, the celebrity types, things tend to be a little bit more restricted. So I'm surprised he didn't get, you know, a stiffer penalty.
Well, they're listening to you.
Yeah, at least somebody is, I guess.
Yeah.
WFLA News Time is 8:06. You're welcome, Chris.
Sorry, what?
3 out of 4 unexpected infant deaths are caused by unsafe bedding. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
All right, we're gonna move at warp speed here because we want to launch into the next segment here and get you up to date on what the CDC guidelines are for masks and all of this. Mask mandates, we're talking about. I want you to vote on the one-word texting poll. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. And we also want to make sure you have a shot at winning some money. And the time for that is right now, Alan.
Yeah, it's the $1,000 stimulus contest from News Radio WFLA Orlando, which continues in moments with our latest keyword. All you have to do is go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, after you hear that keyword and enter it there at the website. It's very easy to do. We give you up to 12 opportunities every day to put a grand in your hand. Now, 8:07 on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines and breaking news from the Super Bowl champ Tampa Bay Bucks. They have signed Antonio Brown, the wide receiver, to a one-year deal, $3.1 million guaranteed. They got everybody back they needed. Wow. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories all morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
I've got some issues with these new CDC mask guidelines. I think they are confusing and inconsistent, and I think, frankly, a lot of what they're now saying, people by and large have been doing for weeks, if not months. Let's get into that here, and if you want to weigh in on what you have heard, 407-916-5400, text line 23680, first name in town. Welcome. Here is the president parroting the CDC new guidelines after he had heard them outside the White House yesterday, beginning with a message for the fully vaccinated.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
But the new CDC guidelines are different if you're in crowds.
I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert, you still need to wear a mask.
And here's the president's pitch for everybody to get vaccinated.
The bottom line is clear. If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors.
All right. Any thoughts on this? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Our one-word texting poll plays off this and asks you, is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. If you say no, we don't want to end them all, give us a call or get on the text line in long form and explain what restrictions you think still need to be in place. It isn't like the pandemic disappeared overnight. We'd like to get your take on that at 407-916-5400, text line 23680. You know, to me, Melissa, again, I think a lot of people have been doing this stuff, this outdoor stuff, pretty much for quite a while. It's like the CDC is catching up as opposed to leading us. They are following we the people, which I find interesting. But it's interesting. They say the unvaccinated should wear masks at small outdoor gatherings that include other unvaccinated people. They should keep their faces covered when dining at outdoor restaurants with friends from multiple households. And everybody, fully vaccinated or not, needs to keep wearing masks at crowded outdoor events. I mean, are we protected or are we not protected is my question. CDC continues to recommend masks at indoor public places, even if you're fully vaccinated. If you go to the barbershop, the hair salon, going to a restaurant, shopping center, gym, museum, movie theater, still supposed to wear a mask. When are you not supposed to wear a mask? When you die? I mean, what is the deal with that?
Yeah, this is the whole problem with the coronavirus vaccine, the guidelines. It's all over the place, and it's just getting worse. No wonder there's no confidence in anything. Who can be confident when you can't even get a clear path? Nothing seems to make sense. It's backwards, it's forwards. And these guidelines, I'm sorry, but I don't know many people who are following them to a T. Here and there, we pick and choose.
Let us know what you think. Up in Seminole County, I mean, it was a wild scene for 4 hours. People, most of them there, wanted the mask mandate dropped. The county commission, chaired by Jay Zimbauer, was considering it. They wound up on a 3-2 vote deciding, no, we're going to keep it because we still got issues with the pandemic for another 30 days, and then we will revisit it. And some folks just about came unglued. Jerry Demings, mayor of Orange County today, as absorbing the information from the CDC, and he is talking about maybe today we will find out that they will adjust their mask mandate here. So where are you on all of this? That is our question to you at 407-916-5400, text line 23680. And our one-word texting poll, is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. Headlines on the coronavirus here in Florida. More than 2.2 million cases now. More than 5,200 new ones reported yesterday. Total death toll, 34,958 statewide, an increase of 46 from the prior report. Updates at least every 10 minutes on our top stories that we promise and that we deliver here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
We told you in the 7 o'clock hour, there's another angle on everything going on with the coronavirus and restrictions, etc. And it is this. Governor Ron DeSantis somewhat surprised me yesterday by extending the state of emergency in Florida for COVID-19 that was imposed in March of 2020.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
For another 60 days, they say, well, we need to be getting ready to get back to normal. You know, maybe sending a signal that after the next 60 days, this will be it. But here's the thing, and we played the cut from last week. The governor said, I don't want to increase in unemployment benefits or extend the unemployment jobless benefits period here because we've got workers who are sitting on the couch and we've got companies that can't find enough people for the jobs they need done, and we got to incentivize work, and we're not doing that. Well, part of extending the state of emergency is that people get these benefits that keep on flowing. They make it easy for them. They don't have to have any accountability and saying, in order to get the benefits, I can tell you that I have been to this company, that company, and this company, for job interviews. I'm trying. You don't have to do that. That sounds inconsistent to me. And I wonder for folks who love this governor, Ron DeSantis, who I think by and large has done a phenomenal job, A lot of you in our texting poll want to end all the COVID restrictions. How do you feel about having the governor, who's all about personal freedom, saying we are going to maintain a state of emergency for another 2 months? 407-916-5400. Text us at 23680. First name and town if you'd like.
I wonder if the governor is deciding to err on the side of caution here and not move too quickly, although he hasn't been afraid to move quickly in the past.
No, he's not.
And gone against federal guidelines in terms of who gets vaccinated when, that sort of thing.
He surprised you yesterday, too, didn't he?
Yeah, because he's gone against the grain. This was a little surprising, as you said, especially because what he said last week about unemployment.
What about it, Melissa?
I think he's all over the place. I think he wants to finish out the government money, but in the same sense, keep them out of his business. I think that unemployment, the whole system is a mess. I'm looking at the setup now and going through a couple of things on the unemployment website, and it's still just as bad as it was before the pandemic started.
What's coming in on the text line? A lot of folks are weighing in, and they're not only voting on the question, but they're sounding off on the mask mandates, the governor, etc.
Does anyone really pay attention to what Biden or Fauci says? Here's another one. If you're vaccinated, you are protecting yourself. If someone doesn't want the vaccine, that's on them. In the words of John Wallace, freedom! The obedient always think of themselves as virtuous rather than cowardly. Let's see. DeSantis speaks as if no one was doing those things without the vaccine. Why hasn't he talked about just staying safe and taking care of ourselves?
No. DeSantis for president and Trump for governor of Florida?
Eesh. Went to happy hour last week, didn't wear a mask at all, didn't even have one with me. Bar couldn't care less, and I spent $100. Not probably because you spent $100. The bar just couldn't care less.
Well, that may be true, but, money talks, right?
Yeah,
they're not going to send a guy out the door who's dropping coin like that, right?
No.
Maybe.
So the one-word texting poll is still open, Chris. And what is it?
One-word texting poll. Is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text your response yes or no to 23680. Again, is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Yes or no? Text it in to 23680.
Yeah, and if you want to maintain any restrictions, tell us what they are by calling 407-916-5400 or hit the text line at 23680. That was a real cliffhanger at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. 114 said, yeah, end all the restrictions, and 9 said, no, do not.
I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to see how this comes out.
Well,
in the meantime, while you wait for the final tally, which we will have at 9 o'clock, how about a news update?
Well, speaking of waiting, Bud, a space launch and a splashdown are both delayed, and a former Seminoles and Bucks football star dies at a very young age. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together, and elsewhere in just 2 minutes. It's 8:27 on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It's 8:30 on a Wednesday. The Bud Man here alongside me, and got my co-host, Alan Spector. My question to you is, what's going on in space? And I have a hunch the answer is, at this particular point in time, not much.
No, because a SpaceX launch that was scheduled for 12:05 this morning, that's been delayed. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket carrying another batch of Starlink internet satellites, now scheduled for 11:44 tonight. So almost a 24-hour delay there. We don't know exactly why, but we can speculate because there were concerns about the winds in the Cape Canaveral vicinity. And also, weather concerns have pushed back the return to Earth of four space station astronauts. That splashdown, either in the Gulf or the Atlantic off the coast of Florida, now scheduled for Saturday. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A proposal that would let people with concealed weapons licenses carry guns at religious institutions that share properties with schools is heading to the governor. Now, Florida law generally allows people to carry concealed weapons at churches, synagogues, and the like, but it bars being armed on school properties. Senate sponsor Joe Gruters says the bill closes that loophole.
This gives schools the needed safety they need. It gives churches the additional security that they need. This gives the property owners the ultimate responsibility to make the decision that's best for them.
The bill still allows religious institutions or property owners to be able to ban guns at the sites if they so choose. A Brevard County woman will avoid the death penalty for killing her twin babies. 33-year-old Rachel Thomas will serve 50 years in prison after reaching a plea deal yesterday. The medical examiner ruled the newborn boy and girl died of blunt force trauma. About 100 people who purchased tickets to see Jimmy Buffett in Delray Beach next month, they'll be on the outside looking in. They bought the tickets from a reseller, but organizers of the 4 limited engagement shows say those tickets were not transferable.
We did our best to prohibit third-party resales, and unfortunately, it's outside of our control.
Holland Ryan with Old School Square in Delray Beach says tickets that showed up on some resale sites went for as much as $10,000.
Does this kind of thing happen a lot? I've not heard of it before, but it seems to me that the opportunity would be there no matter what the concert is.
Yeah, all concerts, all events of that type, sports events, you can buy tickets that are being resold. People
scalpers.
They buy tickets specifically to resell them at a higher price, and you got to make sure and check that the tickets are real.
Yeah, I was going to say, you run the risk of being conned out of some pretty, you know, pretty hefty money.
Yeah, there are some reputable sites out there, like a StubHub, that sort of thing.
Ticketmaster.
You can pretty much trust those.
Got it.
But if, you know, it seems sketchy, maybe avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
And a standout player for Florida State University and the Tampa Bay Bucks has died.
Geno Hayes played for the Seminoles from 2005 until he was drafted in the 6th round by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2008. The linebacker went on to play 7 seasons in the NFL for the Bucks, Bears, and Jaguars. Hayes suffered from liver disease and was hospitalized more than 20 times in the last 2 years, according to the Tallahassee Democrat. He was 33. Chris Trankman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
What a sad story that is.
Very. WFLA News time is 8:34. Elsewhere. Hey, baby.
No, my first name ain't baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
One of the most embarrassing moments of Janet Jackson's career will be relived in a documentary. Left Right Productions is making the movie with the New York Times about the Super Bowl halftime show wardrobe malfunction in 2004 with Justin Timberlake. This is the same team that recently helped produce Framing Britney Spears. And following the Spears documentary, Timberlake apologized to Spears and Jackson for how his actions had hurt them. The new film about Janet Jackson will air on FX and Hulu.
Did they ever conclude whether that wardrobe malfunction was an accident or something that was somehow planned?
Well, I think Justin Timberlake most recently has kind of taken responsibility for the whole thing, and it was kind of a surprise to Janet Jackson exactly what he did.
Yeah, all I know is that's a day that ruined my life.
Yeah, it did. It did really take Janet Jackson's career down the tubes for quite a while.
Did?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, a lot of stuff happened with regard, there's a lot of repercussions. Let's just put it that way.
Whose sneakers are the most expensive in the world? The ones that belong to this guy.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger.
Kanye West's Nike Air Yeezys are now the most expensive sneakers in the world. The shoes are the rapper's own size 12 pair that were worn to the Grammys back in 2008. I'm glad you're sitting down, bud, when I tell you that Kanye's sneakers recently sold for $1.8 million.
I mean, come on. I could get it maybe like a basketball superstar or something.
No. I mean, I'll spend maybe $100 on a nice pair of Under Armour basketball shoes, but I'm not getting the $200, $300, $400, $500 range for Jordans or any shoes like that. It's just ridiculous.
What makes his sneakers so valuable? What's the deal?
Well, they smell like strawberry feet sweat. I don't know. I have no answer. I would never buy someone else's shoes unless I was at Goodwill.
Sotheby's Auction House says that is the highest publicly recorded price for a pair of sneakers. They were purchased by an investing platform called Rares, Rares.
Wow.
And you said these were the ones that he wore to the Grammys?
Wore to the Grammys in 2008.
That's probably why then.
Amazing.
Yep. And finally, Amazon is looking out for shoppers who want to protect their groceries from theft and bad weather. The company announced an expansion of its grocery delivery service that allows drivers to bring Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods orders straight into your garage. The service is now open to all Prime members in thousands of cities where it's available. Members will need a smart garage door opener and set it up with the app Key by Amazon.
Wow. How's that going to work?
That's not going to work in my house. Mm-mm.
No. You just let people walk into your garage while you're not home?
Yeah, just ignore that miter saw over there.
You know, I think one day Amazon is going to get so powerful, we'll have no choice. They're just going to come in and sit down and help themselves to whatever's in our refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know, use our restroom. You know, it doesn't...
Taking over the world.
Oh, exactly. You'll have no choice, too. They'll drop off what they want you to have.
That's right. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. And listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
Alan, thank you so much. In a moment, the Daily Sound Judgment Game. We're playing it in the 8 o'clock hour, and you have an opportunity to win $50 to a nice restaurant, dinner out on us. And you got to get on the phone right now before everybody grabs your line at 407-916-5400. $50 gift card to a really nice restaurant, 407-916-5400. The question on Sound Judgment is next, right after we update once again Orlando's news, weather, and traffic here in 2 minutes on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Sports headline right now, the Orlando Magic open up a brief two-game road trip tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Orlando then visits Memphis on Friday before returning to Orlando to host the Grizzlies on Saturday. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
$50 gift card for dinner at a nice restaurant on us. Dinner on us. I got one line open on Sound Judgment at 407-916-5400. Here comes the game. Today's Sound Judgment game puts the spotlight on Jay Leno. You remember him, the former Tonight Show host. It's his birthday today, and no, that's not the question. I'm going to give it away. He's 71. But what I want you to focus on is Jay Leno's incredible car collection, showcased regularly on his TV show, Jay Leno's Garage. Now, listen to a little sound of Leno letting President Joe Biden drive his 1967 Corvette few years back when Biden was VP, as Joe recalled driving one just like it a long time ago. Then, use your sound judgment to tell me this. How many cars does Leno have in his collection? You come within 10 of the right number, you're our Sound Judgment winner.
I like speed.
Yeah. I love it when people like yourself say, I shouldn't say this, but yeah. I know you know it's going to be good. So you like speed.
No, but I do. I mean, I buried this. This is, you know, when I was younger.
You've had this to 160?
Yeah, and I was told it's actually only 152 at the time.
Jay Leno, how many cars in his vast collection come within 10? And you're our Sound Judgment winner. Jeff, you're first up. Good luck.
200.
Man, you're not far off, but you're not quite close enough. Thank you, Jeff. Open line. Grab it. You can win at 407-916-5400. I hope you were listening to Jeff. Witt, go ahead. You got the next shot.
180.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you're real close. 181 cars in Leno's collection valued at $52 million. Witt, congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? You're going to dinner, and here's more on that.
Hey, congratulations, Witt. You've won a $50 e-gift card to the Great Greek Mediterranean Grill. The bold flavors of the Mediterranean are now available in downtown Orlando at the Great Greek Mediterranean Grill. Join them for a week-long Opalooza grand opening celebration with special promotions and prizes like free gyros for a year. Order online at thegreatgreekgrill.com or dine in whenever you are ready.
Very nice.
You guys ever watch Jay Leno's Garage? I get hooked into that show every once in a while. I couldn't believe when he put it on the air that he could make it work. But it's fantastic. He takes celebrities out for a ride in all of these cool cars he literally has in his garage in Burbank. It's amazing.
You have a lot of people that are car enthusiasts. You never really know about it until, you know, you either sit them down in a car or you put them around cars and then they can just talk your ear off.
Yeah, it was a fun bit actually with Biden in that 67 vet. But I mean, he's got Stanley steamers. He's got stuff that go back, you know, well over 100 years. Amazing collection.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. Love me some Leno. Love Leno. Yeah.
Always liked Jay Leno. Yep. Happy birthday, Jay Leno. Age 71. Hey, our one-word texting poll. We're going to have the final tally. You can get in on it right now. And here is the question. We're talking about mask guidelines, new ones from the CDC, et cetera. There were mask mandates being debated locally. Question to you, is it time to end all COVID restrictions? Text yes or text no to 23680. We'll add it up and have a few final words with you on the 50,000-watt front porch after a final check of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic coming in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. Headlines, if you're just joining us, Governor Ron DeSantis is extending Florida's state of emergency that gives him extra authority to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. The order is set to expire yesterday, but the governor's office said it will remain in effect for another 60 days. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Use your smart speaker. Tell Google Home to play WFLA Orlando.
It's been pretty obvious from the way the voting's been going on the one-word texting poll that a lot of you won't be happy with the idea that anything related to restrictions or emergencies, COVID-related here, is being extended. And a lot of folks aren't going to be happy with a governor they probably otherwise really like. Right, Melissa?
Yeah, he kind of backtracked. And as for Seminole County, you know, you can vote them out. I'm just going to say that. You can vote them out, people. It's coming.
Well, it was a 3-2 vote by the commission there
like
to maintain. It was a 3-2 vote by the commission to maintain the mask mandate and reevaluate after another 30 days. It was close. It was a close vote. It was a contentious 4-hour debate. People were going nuts.
You know, I'm wondering, after listening to Melissa talking about the Seminole County Commission, if she's planning to seek one of the seats on that board.
I think the campaign may have begun.
Yeah, she keeps talking about you can vote them out. Next will be you can vote me in.
Okay. No, I'm just saying that a lot of people are not happy with the fact that these people come off as one thing, but they're really rhinos. And again, you can always vote them out next time around if that's your big complaint.
There she goes again with the voting.
Yes. Speaking of voting, we have a one-word texting poll that we need to come to a conclusion.
And what is the question and what is the final tally?
All right. Well, the question we've been running since 6 a.m. this morning. That's when the show starts, people. Catch up. Is it time to end all, underlined in all caps, all COVID restrictions? Yes or no? Those were your options. There was no gray. It was yes or no. And now let's go to the Aki Vasquez voting tabulation for our final count.
And in a complete landslide, 174 votes say yes, end all COVID restrictions, compared to just 5, 10, 15, 18.
Well, we have a winner, a clear winner, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're going to be here all night.
174 to 18. Hmm. How's that for a final tally?
There you go.
Kept me busy all morning, bud.
Heaven forbid you have to do some work.
I know.
This I am irreplaceable, like Alan.
This texter said, yes, today I've decided is my last day. With the mask mandate, I'm guessing.
Oh, I was going to say.
I know. I was like, whoa, wait, what? Don't give up now, okay?
We need to call 911? I mean, what do we do here?
Oh, hey, did you see my poster?
Don't do it. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Did you see my poster? Because I got John Kerry kind of spilling the, you know, blah, all over the poster. If you want to go to the website and check things out, like Bud's recap of his daily topics, you can check that out.
Budman's blog. That is all there for you. We work hard on the show. We give you links to a lot of the stories we talk about. And all there. And Melissa's posters are absolutely phenomenal works of art, highlighting what's coming up on the show. And I had no idea that John Kerry was dead. because the picture she has of him up there, it looks like he died a couple of weeks ago.
And this is actually from that climate thing the other day where he was talking out both sides of his
face.
Well,
if he's dead, we don't have to worry about all these allegations involving Iran, do we?
The Logan Act doesn't count.
Let's move on.
That's right.
So anyway,
they'll never get him now.
No.
Go to our website. You can get the podcast for Elsewhere with our own Alan Spector. You can get the Daily Podcast. That's you. The Daily Podcast is also up. That's the show, sans commercials and everything else. Just the headlines and the meat, baby.
What about the contest? We got contest?
Yeah. Oh, wow. We're giving away a grand for Mother's Day. We've got the Andrea Bocelli tickets to give. You guys just have to go to the website and stop back often. WFLAOrlando.com. WFLAOrlando.com.
Andrea Bocelli is coming to Orlando to the Amway Center in December, just before Christmas. We're going to have more on that. You know, we're giving away some tickets.
Don't tip your hand.
A skeptic on the text line about the Elsewhere item on the wardrobe malfunction that I suggested. And I said, you know, what about it? Was that plan with Janet Jackson? You said it sent her career down in tubes during the Super Bowl here when more was shown than should have been shown on television. And whether it was planned or just a pure accident. And somebody said, no. A gentle version of what's on the line here said, no, there's no way. She absolutely knew it.
Yeah.
Just happened to have adorning jewelry covering over her areolas. Yes, right. Please.
Anyway,
what else is going on? It's a technical term. You can use that.
What else is going
on
here?
I appreciate you.
See, now, Melissa always likes me to hit the brakes on time, but every once in a while when that happens on the back end of the show, we have all kinds of time to kill and nothing to talk about.
Well, we were talking yesterday about the term Karen.
Oh, yes.
Which, Bud, you were not familiar with.
I was not. And I know it is a girl's name, and you guys had a little bit of a back and forth on this, and I was out of the loop.
Wink, wink, know what I mean, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And apparently you're not the only one.
No, I spoke to several people unmasked yesterday because I'm totally vaxxed out. And they were like, hey, thanks for edumacating us on the Karens. I went, what? I said, Bud wasn't the only one who didn't really understand the Karen reference. And they were very happy to have learned something new, made them feel a little bit younger, maybe like a millennial for a minute, I guess. But
For those who weren't with us, the name Karen's been generically tagged to females who are rather obnoxious, kind of get in your face.
A little bit racist, perhaps.
That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely want your job, the name of your manager, and they're going above your head.
Is there a male Karen?
Yes.
Carrie?
It's a Chad, actually. Chad? I think it's a Chad. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yesterday you were ready to acclimate the name Betty, and I was like, it's already been used in several ways. There's Betty's, there's softball Betty's, that's a, never mind. And then, of course, there's the Baldwins, that's another good-looking guy. Have I lost you?
Totally.
Okay.
I didn't know any of this stuff was going on.
I'm lost myself, but don't feel bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. And one, two, three.
The president's speech tonight.
That's
Rory
right.
promised us it's only going to go 30 minutes. Since I'm the one who has to screen for sound cuts so we can play this as he addresses a scaled-down joint session of Congress tomorrow, it all starts at 9 o'clock tonight. So
I
know we'll be talking about it. It's going to sell another $1 trillion boondoggle social welfare program and a whole bunch of other stuff. So we will see. It's been a long time. I mean, he never did the traditional address to Congress as soon as he took office, where recent presidents have done.
Yeah.
They don't call it a State of the Union until you've been in for a year. So we'll see what President Joe Biden comes up with.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking
I
all
gotta
about
that. I
got to bet
that Kamala Harris is not going to show her legs and will be wearing the traditional pantsuit. And Nancy Pelosi, anything goes, but she'll mask and match with that, according to
couple of ladies behind the president for the first time in
First time ever.
Ms. Harris is not going to change her clothes, Melissa, until you pronounce her first name correctly.
Kamala.
No. Close, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'll do it. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 to 9, from all of us. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.